grows more urgent as the limit nears. So, if the goal is to discourage bad driving habits, the RS1000 is the better choice. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
6:59. Well, we had so much good stuff on the news hour today, we're running a little late. But let's go out to Hotel Vitale in San Francisco at the Embarcadero Mission and say good morning to our two fine hosts, Will Durst and Willie Brown, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Good morning, John.
Hello there. How are you?
Good morning, John. How's it going today?
We are just fine. I hope you'll forgive me for being a couple minutes late. We were having some engaging conversations this morning and just couldn't stop.
Everybody claims you shot 103 yesterday. Very good.
Played golf with the boss yesterday.
Aha. Uh-huh. Smart move. You let him win, I hope.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah?
I'm not.
Did he break 100?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Oh.
Particularly since he had the pencil.
Oh, he did have the pencil.
And the eraser.
I didn't attest to his scorecard. I just took his word for it.
Hey, John, today's lineup is going to be a good one.
Tell me about it.
Check us out.
Well, of course, we have Mort Saul returning to the show. He's been here before. He's going to be here in the 9 o'clock hour. And we have an update from Rose Aguilar on the military families, the report that she brought to us last week.
And you have the author.
Yes.
Peter Lawfer.
And Peter Lawfer will be here on a new book that he's writing. He already wrote a book called Mission Rejected, and now he has an immigration book coming out. All here, keeping it real with Will Willie on 960 The Quake.
Now, Peter Lawfer has a weekend show on The Quake, too, called Washington Monthly. We'll tell you more about that later. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up after our Quake News Team special on Backyard Escapes. More news and downloadable audio available for you anytime at quakeradio.com. We're broadcasting and HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
We take you today to 65,000 acres of fog-shrouded lagoons, lowland marshes, sandy beaches, coastal dunes, and ridgetop forests. I am talking about Point Reyes National Seashore. The windy headlands of Marin County is a tremendous place to visit, with unstable, colorful cliffs, grazing cattle, and whale watching. The triangular wedge of land with its apex jutting out into the Pacific Ocean, Point Reyes, is a land in motion. This is earthquake country. If you've ever wanted to see the power of the 1906 earthquake, the landscape here is still scarred by that eruption. There are a couple of must-dos. First, the Point Reyes Lighthouse. It went into operation on December 1, 1870, and still today is operational. Now, there are more than 300 stairs between the observation platform at the lighthouse station and the actual lighthouse below. Walking back up again is equivalent to walking up stairs of a 30-story building. Now, astounding views will await you once the fog lifts. If you visit in the wintertime, bring a coat and bring the binoculars. At Point Reyes, you will get an excellent look at both gray and humpback whales making their yearly trek up and down the California coast. Now, to get oriented with the park, you may want to stop off and visit the Bear Valley Visitor Center, which also has an excellent exhibit on the 1906 earthquake. Muir Woods National Monument is also part of Point Reyes, but it is also a very popular place, and if you're looking to get away from people, this is not your best bet. But from the monument's main cathedral of lush Bohemian redwoods and Chinese dawn redwoods and the freak of nature albino redwood, the park does offer magnificent views of some of nature's largest and oldest creatures.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed high-speed internet download speeds of up to 4 times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
From the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Good morning. It's 7:05. Traffic brought to you this time by Sleep Train. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. We have a lot of stops and a lot of slows, but not too many accidents or real major problems. There's someone's bumper sitting in the right lane of 580 eastbound after Harrison Street. And still real slow on 80 eastbound through Fairfield. Pretty much both directions kind of slow. There was a crash that was blocking. We don't know if it's been moved or not, but there's a lot of brake lights just around the area. Eastbound slow from Red Top, westbound slow from Abernathy. Metering lights now on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. A little heavy across the span, but no stalls or accidents there either. Right now at the Sleep Train, when you buy any premium mattress set, you'll sleep free till 2008. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 18 months on approved credit. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. We'll get this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning. Welcome to the Will and Willie Show, Keeping It Real, here down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd. 7:06 a.m. and I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And it's post the celebration of the Guardians' Best of the Bay activities last evening at 66 6th Street.
It was a great little celebration. It was a little crowded in there.
A little celebration? I've got to tell you, it looked more like, who let the dogs out. It was incredible. A lot of people.
Free food, but not free drinks. Alas. Alas and alack.
And now you know why we stayed.
Briefly.
But it was quite an evening, and we thank the Guardian very much for including us in all of their festivities.
Yes, and I actually got to meet Kielbasia, who is the drag queen. I think her category was best drag queen who plays an accordion.
That's right. I took a photograph with
No, did you?
Yes, I did. With the big glasses.
Yes.
And the red hair. It was pretty cool.
She had her prop accordion last night. She didn't have a real accordion.
Yeah. And then, of course, they gave us a tote bag, a take-home bag. I wouldn't call it a tote bag. I assume it's politically correct. It must be not biodegradable. But on the inside, you didn't open yours. I opened mine, and I found a wonderful breakfast.
What did you get? What was
chocolate mints.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, good.
To help counteract an extensive evening of continuous drinking following my exit.
Oh. Yeah. You proceeded to paint the town red?
Well, not exactly. I went to the Cliff. They had their 5-year anniversary celebration. It was exactly 5 years ago that I cut the ribbon to open the Cliff.
The
new Cliff.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot of people there. They removed all of those seats so that people could move around, triple, quadruple the capacity. And they gave away, it's interesting, they gave away champagne and white wine, but not red wine. I, of course, drank red wine. So I ended up having, you know, a little stipend here and there for my hit. But everybody else seemed to be enjoying themselves with whatever that champagne was.
Oh, I was going to ask what it was.
Well, it was a good evening.
I'm sure it was a Clift.
Yeah, and then later on I went to Michael Miller's and, you know, checked out the place. Ate a little chicken sitting at the desk. It wasn't bad. It was a good evening all around. And then, of course, you get home and you go depressed again when you see the 200 missiles hit Israel yesterday. 200.
Yeah, the ceasefire didn't seem to work.
Not on any side. Then you see the optimistic news that there appears to be the UN putting together a force that will be able to be the so-called border buffer between Israel and Hezbollah.
And that's going to be south of the river? It's going to be in southern Lebanon?
I didn't get the exact location, but they certainly are optimistic about it. And then you notice that a warlord is winning the election in the Congo. This democracy is producing some interesting results. The incumbent is losing in it. And Raul and Fidel apparently must be in Disneyland. Nobody's been able to find or see them.
You can't hear them?
Yeah. Can't see, hear, or find them. I mean, it's see no use.
And they love to talk, so.
You got to figure. I mean, Raul, neither one of them has been seen since the operation.
Yeah. Well, so. Fidel is 800 years old, and Raul is only 700 years old. So.
But, you know, I took a look at the last photographs of the two of them. It looked as if maybe Castro himself, Fidel, may have been babysitting Raul or something. Raul looked awful, a lot younger. His hair was still dark. Maybe he's using Just for Men. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I see that sign of Just for Men.
My good friend Michael Bossier uses it. Yes. He applies it himself. Keep telling him to go to a professional stylist, a colorist, you know.
Well, you know, I went there, and they said, very insulting.
Yes, I would laugh, too.
Oh. Well, that's because I'm...
Mr. Mayor, you have no hair.
I had hair, though.
Well, you have hair, but you choose to shave it off.
I gave it at the office.
Yes.
I made it a contribution.
We are keeping it real this morning, August 3rd, here on 960 The Quake with Will and Willie.
And what did you tell me about the race that's going on in Connecticut where now Joe Lieberman is attacking Ned Lamont because he's from a wealthy family.
He's a rich guy.
In Connecticut?
Yeah,
are there,
one of the odds.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was the funniest, particularly when he cited why he's rich, like the library, main library at Harvard's named after his family. Smith College has a dormitory named after. I mean, they went on for like 12 items, all of which I would be overjoyed to be associated with. And society has highly benefited from it.
You know,
he's criticized
that strategy might work in Mississippi.
No, are you kidding? Not among the brothers.
No, really?
They
want a rich guy?
The brother want to be rich. The brother didn't want to be poor. I mean, you got to admire people. This guy, though, Ned Lamont just got born right. It isn't like he made any of this money. His great-great-grandfather was partners with J.P. Morgan. And J.P. Morgan doesn't have the reputation of having ripped people off, so to speak, to gain the wealth. But they are obviously sharing the wealth. And then you notice where...
The latest poll that you asked about.
Yeah, what's the latest poll?
Well, Ned Lamont, 54%. Joe Lieberman, 41%. 13 points separating the two.
And can you imagine if you're a U.S. senator, you've been there for like, what, 18 years, mm-hmm. three terms... Now you're up, and what gets you? The war. And just like people in Iraq today are saying that what they fear the most is anybody wearing a uniform. There is so the reliability, the unreliability of uniforms and what they formerly symbolized and what they now symbolize in Iraq is really frightening.
Because anybody can get a uniform over there.
And then there were kids playing soccer yesterday, and at the break, they sat down near their bench for purposes of relaxing and resting, and off went two bombs simultaneously, killing dozens of them.
Just plain sock.
I mean, what madness must grip that part of the world that results in things of that nature happening?
Such thuggery in the name of religion. Mm. That's what drives me nuts.
Unbelievable. How could you do that? Why would you select a soccer match to go out?
A playground. I mean, come on. It's a playground.
Just awful.
It's not like adults are going to be there. It's not like the who you think are the bad guys are going to be there. You're just killing indiscriminately.
And then that creates things. And then this morning, you notice that with the violence going on in the Bay Area, Oakland, if you recall, Don Parada, the state senator, called together a conference to address the issue of the killings, the murderings. Now we got the mayor of Richmond going to the people, because the city council wouldn't react positively, going to the people for authorization to set aside a certain amount of the budget for police services. And then you got, of course, in the city and county of San Francisco, the business of memorializing a slain officer. And then you got Aaron Peskin telling us that we don't provide for the burial of police officers. And not in the history of this city have we provided to pay for the burial of an officer killed in the line of duty. Total madness. You would hope that we could at some point organize ourselves in this democracy in such a way that strolling along the wonderful waterfront, looking at the Burning Man statue that's right here out our window, going out on the Agnos Pier, wandering on down to Phone Bell Park, or what do you call it?
Phone Company Park.
Phone Company Park.
PCP.
Yes, Phone Company Park, to catch a Giants baseball game where they win 8-6, as you say. Mm-hmm. I say 8-0. When you lost that many
nine
games
in a row,
in a row,
yeah,
you win one.
It might as well be 20-0.
Yeah. 5-0. I'm pushing 8-0. I am being considered for closure, as a closer.
Oh, really? In replacement of Armando Benitez.
After last night.
He walked the only guy.
I got the call from Larry Bear.
Can you come down? We need you Friday.
He wants to know if my price is still right.
And you told him it isn't.
Absolutely.
We are keeping it real here on KQKE, and we have a great show coming up. In the next segment, Peter Lauffer will discuss his new immigration book. He has a show every weekend here on The Quake. And, of course, later on, we got Rose Aguilar, who is going to update her story of last week, military families in D.C. Bob Summerby will join us, and Mort Saul in the 9 o'clock hour, coming right down to the Hotel Vitale. So join us here, but right now, John Scott's in the studio with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
716 on 960 The Quake. Couple of traffic problems. A pallet of shoes all over the freeway. 4 eastbound before Willow Pass Road. There's a stall on the Skyway as you head to the lower deck. It's right after the 4th Street off-ramp, blocking the right lane and starting to back up. Normal traffic for this time of the morning in the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Our forecast, sunny and mild. 50s, 60s coast, 70s around the bay, and the low 80s inland. The Quake's John Rivers has a moment on what happened yesterday on the tracks of the municipal railway. And what's happening this morning?
A day-long headache for riders of Muni's KL and M lines gets a major dose of crews worked round the clock, removed the car, which had been derailed in the Twin Peaks Tunnel during the Wednesday morning commute. Thousands of commuters saw their workday stretched by several hours. They were forced onto shuttle buses because of that rail closure. Now, the repairs took longer because when the car derailed, it ripped out the overhead lines, which deliver the power to the trains. Riders found their commute changed into a lengthy trek as they searched for the proper bus and then had to wait in long lines to board. Those riders who ended their Wednesday workday much later than they expected should have an easier time of it today with all the trains rolling on schedule.
A lot of backslapping and friendly banter. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is testifying before a Senate hearing about Iraq. He had drawn heavy criticism from Democrats after essentially telling reporters yesterday he was too busy to come to today's meeting. Instead of bringing you the boring stuff, we'll condense it and bring you highlights all throughout the morning here on 960 The Quake. Rumsfeld currently testifying now. Ford is recalling more than a million trucks, SUVs, and vans over concern of potential engine fires. This is one of the bigger recalls in history. Magnitude 4.4 earthquake shook the Bay Area last night in Sonoma County. A lot of folks felt it. No major damage. Some people reported some of their stuff fell off shelves and walls. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us anytime. The Contact Us page is where you go at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrups all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout, although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855. Or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Hero.
In America, where dissent isn't treason, you are listening to the Progressive Station,
San Francisco's very own Progressive Station, KQKE. This is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and I am Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and I'm holding on to the telephone, and it says 866-960-5753.
So we're always taking your calls. I think right now we have Peter Laufer on the phone with us. Peter, are you there?
Indeed. Hello, you guys from Carson City, Nevada. I'm looking at a glorious morning on the east slope of the Sierra.
Ah, the capital of the Silver State.
Indeed. Battleborn.
And you were on Bill O'Reilly recently. What happened there?
Well, it was a gracious invitation from a guy that I never thought I'd be talking with to come on and debate the the arguments in my book, Wetback Nation.
Can you say Wetback Nation?
Excuse me?
Can you say Wetback Nation?
Well, you know, one of my theories was that, that Bill wanted me on the show so that he could say Wetback again and have the protection of the book title. Because he has gotten himself into trouble a few times referring to our neighbors to the south that come across without papers as wetbacks.
Has he really? Ah, and how was it? Was there an altercation? Was there a big, some fireworks?
Well, it was a fascinating experience because the producers of the program were quite straight ahead about why I was invited. The argument in the book, Wetback Nation, is that the border ought to be open since all Mexicans who want to come up to the U.S. basically come up to the U.S. anyway. Why not regularize their arrival? That's my argument. And then we can use the resources of the Border Patrol, all their man and women power and their high-tech equipment, and get the guys we really don't want up here, like the baby murderers and the rapists and the drug smugglers and the terrorists.
Right.
We obviously want the Mexicans that we seduced to come up here and work to come up here. So the producers were quite straightforward about it all. They said, we're always looking for somebody who's not an advocate for the Mexican immigrant community to come on and have a position different than Bill's. And he, too, was quite straightforward. During the commercial break, prior to my segment with him, he came on into the earpiece. I was in San Francisco, and he was back east somewhere. And he came in on into the earpiece and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'll give you 30 seconds to put forward the argument that you make in your book, Wetback Nation, and then I'll make fun of you.
He said that?
Said, oh, yeah. It was pretty funny.
Then I'll come out and make fun of you.
But it didn't really go that way. And I had prepared, because I know his reputation, obviously, and had watched the show. And I think I found a point of, if not commonality, at least a point where it diffused the usual bitch slapping that he likes to get into. Can we say bitch slapping? I'm not sure if that's okay.
No, you can't.
Okay.
No.
It goes in, it falls into the same category as wetback.
No, not that far down.
I see.
Tell us about the book.
Well, thank you. It's just coming out now in paperback, and the argument is, basically, as I said, that we all know, especially those of us in California, for crying out loud, we all know that any Mexican who wants to come up can eventually come up for the most part, but it's turned into just a ghastly gauntlet of misery that they have to run if they come up without papers. There are bandits along that border now. They've been pushed into the deserts where they die by the hundreds in the summertime. And we continue to, as I said, seduce them to come up to work. And that's created a situation where we do have a border out of control. That's that common point that I have with Bill O'Reilly and the president, and I think we all have. We don't want a chaotic southern border out of control where criminality is rampant. I spent time researching the book with these ranchers down there who, again, I'm politically, diametrically opposed to their viewpoints, but I can certainly sympathize with the fact that their ranches have turned into this war zone. And so if we, the point in the book is, if we regularize the arrival of Mexicans, just make it as easy for Mexicans to come up here as it is for us to go down to Mexico, then all of this incredible equipment that the Border Patrol has, all, you know, it's the largest uniformed police force in the country, all of those men and women can be directed at keeping the people we legitimately want out of the country, out of the country. But right now we can't do that because we're so busy pretending that we don't want Mexicans up here and chasing them and making their lives miserable.
Peter, all of the polls, however, show in almost every district and every demographic that there is an unwelcome mat in front of the doorways of most of us in California and along the border in the border states. How do you propose your advocacy of opening the borders to be politically acceptable? It is rumored that Francis Busby lost in part in that district that Cunningham got yanked from for Congress because of her inadvertent remark about participation in the political process by immigrants.
Our guest is Peter Laufer. He's the author of Wetback Nation, but he's also the author of Mission Rejected, and he has a show here on 960 The Quake every weekend.
Indeed, thank you for that, the Washington Monthly Show. Well, Willie, these are legitimate concerns, and there's a Mexican-American comic who works the L.A. circuit, and he's got a great line that I quote in the book, and it's something like, they like our food, they like our fashion, they like our music, they just don't like us. And you know, you've got a heritage that came from somewhere long back besides this country. My father was an immigrant from Hungary at a time when Central and Southern Europeans were at the bottom of the rung and were not wanted here by the nativists. This is part of, we talk about the melting pot heritage and what a spectacular welcoming country we are, and indeed that argument can be made, but always the next guys in, our history has been, we say we don't want them.
And that sometimes translates into the absence of political courage by people seeking public office. We're finding in the calls on this show by Democrats, what is this nonsense about we want a path to citizenship? Have you heard that argument?
Yeah, it's incredible, and so it's a matter of education. And that's part of the power of radio and other media, and those of us who are lucky enough to have a bully pulpit to talk to the public, Willie. And I think that those of us who are motivated to see it other than the way the nativists, so-called nativists, see it, must stand up and talk to the Bill O'Reillys of the world.
Peter, we're going to come back to you because this this is great, and we want to find out more about your show here on the weekend,
Washington Monthly on the radio.
Washington Monthly on the radio. But right now, of course, you guys are listening to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're going to go to the news at the bottom of the hour here with John Scott and 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. Good morning. It's 7:30. Let's check the cars first. This report brought to us by Mattress Discounters. On the lower deck, right before you get to the lower deck, this is on the, what they call the Skyway. There's an AC Transit bus that's stalled. This is really going to back things up. They just cleared another stall right near the 4th Street off-ramp. Now, this new stall is right before Treasure Island, so it's kind of a mess right now. That's eastbound. Westbound Bay Bridge, okay, it's busy. The metering lights are on and heavy across the span, but no major problems at the moment. Crash now moved to the center divide, was blocking 80 westbound before Airbase, 880 northbound before Dyer Street. Three-car crash has been moved to the shoulders, slow from Alvarado up to Dyer. For a limited time during Mattress Discounters, instant rebate sale, you'll save up to $250 on select Simmons Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress sets. And you don't pay anything for a full year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Mostly sunny, mild today, 50s, 60s coast, 70s around the bay, and low 80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. To our friends on the coast, your nightmare is just about over. 11 a.m. this morning, Caltrans holds a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the reopening of Highway 1 at Devil's Slide. Now the road will officially open to cars and a much, much better commute for our friends on the coast tomorrow morning. Phil Angelides brings his campaign to Oakland today. He'll be giving an 11 a.m. speech at the headquarters of the California Nurses Association. The topic is campaign finance reform. Donald Rumsfeld is currently testifying before a congressional committee on Iraq. We are recording his testimony, and we're going to bring you some highlights throughout the morning here on 960 The Quake. The prospects for Mideast peace aren't looking any brighter. Hezbollah's chief spokesman says his group won't agree to a ceasefire until all Israeli troops leave Lebanon. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable, great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over a million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com. Bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
Hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Bringing you the truth at 600 feet per second, the speed of sound. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. And we're taking your phone calls in this segment. Peter Lauffer is our guest. He's the author of a book called Wetback Nation, as well as another book called Mission Rejected. And you can ask him anything about those or his weekend show here on 960 The Quake called Washington Monthly, the radio version. At the number you can get us at is 866-960-5753. The number again, 866-960-5753. Peter, the problems in California are so convoluted, especially, and that can be evidenced, of course, by our governor's wavering stand. He has pursued a circuitous path through this. Right. At first, he came out. He was against immigration, which was a bit ironic, an immigrant against immigration. He was in favor of the Minutemen, and now it seems as if he's much more moderate on the subject. Is that an election year thing, or is this really
the real Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out?
Well, unfortunately, Will, I can't speak for the government. Governor, I wish I could speak for the governor because I would say all kinds of things. But it's not my role here. But one of the things I did in the book, I hope, is point out that this is a fool's errand because historically you cannot stop economic-driven immigration. It can't be done throughout history. That's what moves people. That's why we migrate as a species. And the beauty of it is that it's self-regulating. Now, here's an example I use in the book. California is a relatively rich state. Mississippi is a relatively poor state. Everybody in Mississippi is not moving to California to take advantage of job opportunities and higher wages, and there's no border. There's no restriction coming from Mississippi to California. Were we to open this border, the fear is that we would be inundated by Mexicans. Well, in reality, what we've done by trying to close the border is that we've inundated ourselves with Mexicans who would like to be going home, but are afraid to go home because the border has become so expensive and so dangerous to cross. So rather than accepting that which would create a much more normal and non-threatening environment, we have exacerbated the problem. That's what the governor ought to think about.
On that score, Peter, you know that there appears to be a different attitude in some parts of this nation, particularly where it relates to Haitians. And the Congressional Black Caucus has been trying to address that issue, particularly with reference to what happens in Florida and on the East Coast. In your book, do you address the issue from the standpoint of the different kind of immigrants that are trying to come into this country?
Yeah, Willie, that's one of the sad things about the so-called nativist movement, and it's always been the case. I look at this, as I make clear in Wetback Nation, from the standpoint of the son of an immigrant and the son of an immigrant from Hungary at a time when the Hungarians were at that bottom rung of the ladder. And so clearly, although nobody wants to talk about it, there is prejudice involved in this attitude about who we want to let into this country. And the best place to pinpoint this, because as we look inside ourselves and look for our own prejudices, our own racism that we all carry, of course, is to look at the word assimilation. And a lot of these people who are talking against the current wave of immigrants from Mexico talk about how this isn't an assimilating immigration. There's a wonderful market in Santa Rosa, near where I live, called Lola's. And you walk into Lola's, and it's like walking into Mexico. It's just spectacular. You're in a grocery store that is a Mexican grocery store. Well, assimilation to what? To what are we supposed to be expecting Mexicans to assimilate? Are they supposed to be going to a Presbyterian church in Connecticut? It's absurd. And there's no historical perspective here. This was bloody Mexico, where I am here in Nevada and where you are in California, before it was the United States. I'm not suggesting we're supposed to give it back to Mexico. I understand that war, which was kind of a variation on what we're doing in Iraq now in terms of us starting it, is over. And this is the United States now. But to suggest that a Mexican is supposed to become some kind of a white guy in the mold of what our popular culture suggests is an American is completely contrary to what this country is all about.
Think of all the Italian restaurants that we have. And the Irish bars, what are we supposed to do? Turn those into American bars? That's Peter Laufer. He is our guest. Laufer. And his show is Washington Monthly. It's on Sunday from 2 to 3. We're taking your calls. If you have a question for Peter, give us a call here. 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753 here on 960 The Quake.
Peter, one of the, Willie Brown here again, one of the tools that is being touted as necessary in culinary academies around the country is for the chef in any kitchen in America to be able to speak Spanish.
Well, I was in, I'm on these book tours, and I was in Boston a couple of weeks ago, and I was at a Sheraton, and I was waiting for the elevator, and the door was open to the housekeeping closet, and there was a stack of clean towels, and the sign said Limpia. It didn't say clean. It didn't say clean and say Limpia. It only said clean in Spanish, because there was no need to bother with writing it in English there.
And for the good mayor of the city of New Orleans, the current restoration workers in that city are frankly dominated by South Americans, particularly Mexicans, who are doing the work. Not by the people who formerly lived there, not by the people from Mississippi or Alabama who could come in next door.
The residents, are calling it Nuevo Orleans. That's the joke running around New Orleans.
So, well, the onus is on us to learn Spanish if we want to survive, not to try to keep the Spanish-speaking people out of the country.
Yeah, well, in California especially. Is there one politician who is not grandstanding on this, who's actually, because I know Sensenbrenner in Wisconsin has this, you know, he wants to build the wall, and of course everybody's chiming in. Frist has his own idea because he's running for president in 08. Is there somebody whose opinion out there that you respect? I'll be honest, I thought Bush's idea, and I'm not a big Bush fan, as people who listen to this thing probably no, but I thought his idea was very measured.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you. I think that the man is completely unrealistic, particularly with the so-called guest worker program. The guest worker program, Will, can be summed up: come here, work cheap, go home. It allows for 3 years for somebody to come from Mexico to this country and work assigned to one specific employer, and then that can be renewed for another 3 years. Now, just imagine what that does to labor relations, to your ability to be able to negotiate with your boss about your wages or your working conditions, if in fact all he or she has to do is call up the Migra and say, I don't want this guy here anymore. It's an intolerable situation. It's a variation on indentured servitude. And then if we're talking about things like family reunification and assimilation, paths to citizenship, how do you create that by saying, come here, pick our fruit, and go home in 6 years and never come back? I find it vile in substance, but also, again, historically, if we look at what happened in Europe, particularly in Germany, when guest workers were brought in at the beginning of their economic miracle after the war from Turkey, and never were given an appropriate path that was that was pragmatic to citizenship, and always were treated as these second-class citizens. What Germany has now is this huge population, this minority of Turks, seething with their frustration, and a German population that just wants to send them home, and in fact provisions for giving them cash buyouts to go back to Turkey. Guest worker programs do not work.
Query, in your book, do you deal quickly with the issue of restrictions and in the impositions of sanctions on employers who hire undocumented workers?
Yeah, what a travesty, Willie. What a travesty. While we're chasing after these people in the desert who are just trying to wash our dishes, while we're making their lives miserable and literally pushing them into places where they're dying from the heat, We don't even slap the hands of employers for the most part. There's been a little bit of noise the last couple of weeks in that regard, because there's been some spotlighting of how unbalanced and unfair this is. But of course, it's illegal for the employers to hire these people. They hide behind the fact that they say they're not qualified to study documents and spot counterfeits, and they hide behind labor contractors so that the big employers work through contractors who bring them the employees, and they say that insulates them from needing to check if those employees are in this country legally. It is, the double standard is nauseating.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Your book is Wetback Nation. Your other book, Mission Rejected. Your radio show is Washington Monthly. It's here every Sunday.
And your book should be a must read for every politician seeking public office in this nation.
Will and Willie, thank you for keeping it real.
Thank you for joining us, buddy. All right. We're coming back, of course, with the Burst of Durst. And in the next hour, we have Bob Summerby will be joining us, as will Rose Aguilar. All here right now in the studio with the latest headlines. We have John Scott on 960 The Quake.
All right. Well, 7:48. We'll stick around the area of the Bay Bridge for the moment. The lower deck and the approach to the lower deck, very, very busy this morning. There was a stall right before the 4th Street off-ramp and then one on the lower deck. They've both been cleared, but it's crawling through there. Other way into San Francisco, heavy across the span, but no major problems and no other major troubles on East Bay roads at this second. Sunny and mild today, 50s, 60s coast, 70s around the bay and low 80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Donald Rumsfeld testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee this hour. Earlier, Rumsfeld repeated, on Iraq, the Bush administration's company line.
We can persevere in Iraq, or we can withdraw prematurely until they force us to make a stand near home. But make no mistake, they're not going to give up, whether we acquiesce in their immediate demands or not.
More from Rumsfeld throughout the morning here on 960 The Quake. A magnitude 4.4 earthquake shook the Bay Area last night, west of Glen Ellen in Sonoma County. No serious damage. People living in Washington State got a jolt from an early morning earthquake, too, of their own. A growing number of homeowners in the Bay Area and across the state are falling behind on their mortgage payments. The Chronicle reports that in the second quarter, April through June, 2,900 Bay Area homeowners received default notices from their lenders, 37% more than a year ago. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE or email Will and Willie from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you, and today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com and learn more about their specials and events. The Republicans in the Senate are in the midst of pushing through a phony minimum wage bill that, among other things, would get rid of the estate tax and federally mandate a drop in the minimum wage for all of the states that have a higher wage for tipped employees, which means in California, the pay for bartenders, waitresses, bellmen would fall from $6.75 an hour to $2.35. In other words, the minimum wage hike would cut California tipped employees by about $9,600 a year. Besides being more cynical than dying oval-shaped rocks and passing them off as Easter eggs to contestants in the Special Olympics, this situation is both retrogressive and dangerous to the senators, that is. Are these people out of their freaking minds? Do they have a death wish? What exactly is their long-term plan? To never eat in a restaurant or drink in a bar again? What are they, idiots? Back in Milwaukee at a joint called Century Hall, I was Will the Cosmic Waiter for about a year and a half. And I remain eminently knowledgeable of how very, very long that trip between the kitchen and the table is. Now, I'm not just talking about ptomaine and salmonella and E. coli. I'm talking hepatitis C. Diseases you never heard of or want to hear of, not to mention foreign objects such as excess saliva in the Bernays sauce. Oh, and let's not forget the drop of Visine in the vodka crayon either. And good luck getting the bathroom attendant to run and get you more paper. You might as well ask the senator of the next stall for change for a five. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Only an experienced waiter would fully grasp the knowledge and the reality of everything you said about that long distance trip between the kitchen and the table.
Do you think any of these guys has ever been a waiter in their life? Any of the 100 senators?
No.
Any single one of them?
No,
they don't realize when they eat what can happen to
in
their
between.
Food.
Yeah. That's they like don't. Bringing it across the desert.
And if you're stealing $10,000
out of my pocket
from somebody's pocket, you don't think they're going to get pissed? What are you, an idiot?
I can guarantee you I'm going to protest. But you know, Will, you raised questions. You didn't say anything about the fact that Little Miss Paris Hilton
is the
recipient of a considerable amount of attention in GQ magazine.
This is English GQ. This is the British edition of
Correct.
GQ. Correct.
It's an interview in which it opens by saying, what do you think about Tony Blair?
And she goes, who?
Who's Tony Blair? And then they tell her, and she says, oh, he's something, he's like your president. Here she's 25 years old, and she claims that she can go wave to a crowd
$4 million.
That's right. She's bragging about how much money she made just for personal appearances. Nobody knows what the personal appearances are for, but she makes them. She says, I made like $200 million in the last year, while J-Lo's only made $150 million.
Yeah, but she says,
she made $200 million for just showing up.
No. She says for cosmetics and for other kinds of
shoes,
things.
Hotels.
Yeah, everything that she's connected with. She is an industry, obviously, in her own light. But she says she loves getting paid for waving at crowds.
I went to Austria recently and got paid $1 million just to wave at a crowd of people there. I had to say hi and tell them why I loved Austria so much. And then the reporter asked, well, why do you love Austria so much? And she says, because they pay me $1 million to wave at crowds.
And then she says she could, for $100,000, she'll come to a kid's birthday party.
Yes.
And she'll bring him a present.
Yes.
Oh,
she got paid, this family, because the kid loves her, apparently. Little girl loves her. She got paid $100,000 to go to the kid's birthday party. I think she just showed up at the airport.
Yeah, no problem with her minimum wage. It apparently starts at about $100. But the state of California is about to raise the minimum wage here.
Yes, yes.
To $7.75.
How convenient.
5 days before the election.
Nothing cynical about this.
Aguilar and Bob Summery in the next hour of Keep It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Hezbollah rockets killed at least 6 Israeli civilians in attacks today. The Israeli military says 2 Israeli soldiers were killed by anti-tank missiles in southern Lebanon. CNN's Gary Baumgarten, reporting live from New York, tells us diplomatic efforts to defuse the crisis apparently are intensifying.
Well, Jim, the goal at the United Nations is to get a draft prepared for a vote this week. The French ambassador to the UN says everyone wants a resolution, but the problem is in the details.
I think that we're making progress. I would say real progress, but in all negotiations, we're used to it, up and downs.
He says yesterday morning he was more confident that a draft could be quickly agreed upon, but today the council members, he says, are further apart, and he has lost some of that confidence. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
Ominous warnings about Iraq from the head of U.S. Central Command. Our Dick Giuliano has a live report from Washington, where General John Abizade has raised the prospect of civil war in Iraq.
Jim, the top U.S. military commander in the Middle East, General Abizade, sizing up the situation in Baghdad.
I believe that the sectarian violence is probably as bad as I've seen it in Baghdad in particular, and that if not stopped, it is possible that Iraq could move towards civil war.
Democrats on the Armed Services Committee demanding to know when U.S. troops can be withdrawn. The military leaders say they want to draw down, but only when Iraqi troops can handle the job. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN, Washington.
Guess what? The eastern U.S. heat wave's about to break. Mike Eckert at the National Weather Service says you can expect today to be another hot one, but by tomorrow, many places will get highs about 10 degrees milder.
Even though it's going to still remain seasonably warm, the humidity levels will be much lower, so it won't feel as uncomfortable outside.
Forecasters say although many parts of the east will cool off a bit by this weekend, the southeast will still be stuck in the heat, though. This is CNN Radio.
Are you tired of the same old satellite, DSL, and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable, great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
9.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04. Morning, I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Carl's Jr. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Two earlier stalls on the Skyway, the approach to lower deck, and on the lower deck have made traffic pretty bunched up, more than usual. Starts from Hospital Curve and down the lower deck. Upper deck is all right at the moment, just busy. Union City crash in the center divide. 880 northbound after Alvarado Niles. Left lane blocked for the crash. 880 southbound after Fruitvale. And 880 northbound before Dyer in Union City. Three-car crash that was in the road. Just got an update that it moved over to the shoulder. Better news. Lights on, heavy traffic on the upper deck into San Francisco. The pastrami burger is back at Carl's Jr. Delicious charbroil burger. It's piled high with pastrami, only at Carl's Jr. Donald Rumsfeld is testifying before a Senate committee on Iraq. We'll bring that to you and check more of this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of truth and justice. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And our guest this segment is Miss Rose Aguilar. She was here last week. She had a story called Operation
House Call. Right.
And you have an update on it.
Right. Well, for those of you who didn't listen in on that day, we were talking about Operation House Call, which was launched by Military Families Speak Out. And it's a campaign to highlight the ongoing human toll in Iraq. When a lot of the military families heard the Republicans say they were going to, quote, stay the course on June 15th, these families said, that's not good enough. We need to find out what they're doing, and we're going to find out in person. So a number of families decided, spur of the moment, to take off and go to D.C. And Stacey Bannerman, who's from Seattle, Washington, left on June 22nd, and she's been there ever since, and she's leaving on Friday, which is August 4th. That's when Congress goes on recess, and then the families are going to follow all of the politicians home. So we wanted to get an update from D.C., and Stacey, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hi. And I just wanted to mention that Stacey's also the author of When the War Came Home. And your husband served in Balat, is that right, from 2004 to 2005?
Yes, that's correct. He was near the Balad Air Force Base at Camp Anaconda.
So you've been in D.C. since June 22nd, meeting with a number of politicians. Give us an update on just what the scene looks like, and tell us about some of the interactions you've had with the politicians.
Well, when we first started on June 22nd, 1 week after Congress held that mock debate and voted to stay the course in Iraq, We began that day with 11 pair of combat boots. Today we've got 80 pair of boots, 82 pair of boots, sitting out in front of the Russell Senate building. Inside the Capitol, just across the way, Rumsfeld is testifying before the Senate. Yet when military and Gold Star family members have wanted to meet with John Warner, Republican from Virginia, who's the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, he refuses to meet with military or Gold Star families. And unfortunately, some of the other Armed Service Committee members have refused to meet with us as well. Sometimes we're told that the senator just isn't available, that something has come up, and then we literally see them 15 minutes later walking through the hallway. Some of the other meetings that we've had, though, have been more promising in that we've met with a number of congressmen who are now considering signing on to McGovern's House Resolution 4232, which is about cutting off all funding for the war except the money necessary to bring the troops home now. And that's what military families want. Bring the troops home now and take care of them when they get here.
What's the significance of going from the few number of boots that you started with to 80 boots, combat boots now?
Well, we've got 82 boots, and what that means is that since June 15th, 82 U.S. troops have been killed in the occupation in Iraq. It's not a war anymore. It's just an occupation, and an illegal one at that. We've got 160 pair of civilian shoes representing the 1,600 Iraqi civilians who have been killed in this tragic war since we began this vigil. And that's what that is about. See, most of our politicians have got no idea what staying the course looks like. One of the things that we've been able to do is to get a commitment for a subcommittee to have a hearing on the human cost of the war in Iraq. Because, yes, we've spent $320 billion on this fiasco, but the loss of human life.
This is keeping it real.
Profound.
This is keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Our guests are Rose Aguilar, and on the phone we have Stacey Bannerman in D.C., part of Operation House Call.
Tell us also what your experience has been like when you're standing outside of the Senate building and you've got photos of the kids who are in Iraq, or the adults also, and the shoes out in front of you. Tell us about the interactions that you're having with the public.
Most of the people walk by. They just walk by really, really fast. They don't look. They keep their eyes straight ahead. It's like they want to pretend that this isn't happening, which I think is emblematic of what's going on in this country and certainly with this administration. And unfortunately, too much of the media. Sometimes we'll have folks yell things at us like, get over it.
Get over it?
Get over it. Or we'll have men stop by, men in their 40s and 50s who should know better, stop by and make snide comments like, oh, how much for the boots? Who paid for those? Where can I get a pair? But we've also had a number of people stopping by and supporting us, signing the postcards that we're delivering to members of Congress and the senators that ask them, that they've got pictures of two pair of combat boots representing the number of troops killed every day in Iraq. And we ask the senators or congressmen, which two soldiers are they willing to have die today? We've got to end this war.
Stacey, you talked about the possibility of following the members of Congress home.
Yes.
The U.S. senators home. What's that calendar and what's that program, and how can persons who might want to join you on one of those visits, how do they find out about it?
Well, first of all, it's not a possibility. It's a reality. I just spoke with Military Families Speak Out offices in Boston, Massachusetts area. Our website is mfso.org, and you can go there to learn more about Operation House Call and to purchase some of the postcards that we've got available to be mailed to your representatives. But I know that already in at least a dozen states, and we've got chapters, Military Families Speak Out has chapters in every state in the nation. At least a dozen states already have got weekly vigils and events planned at the home offices of their representatives and at the homes of the senators. because the war for us is personal, and it needs to be personal for our politicians. So we invite people who are concerned, as concerned as we are, about the health of this nation and the health of our soldiers to come to MilitaryFamilySpeakOut.org, to contact us, to partner with our local chapters in the events that are going to be happening during the second phase of Operation House Call, when we follow our representatives home.
What struck me when I interviewed you, Stacey, and also Georgia Stilwell, was the fact that a lot of these families have never been politically active before. And I was saying that that's such a great human interest story. Georgia Stilwell voted for the first time in 2004 and then met with the Speaker of the House for 30 minutes. Yet you're having a really hard time getting any media coverage. Has that changed in the past couple days?
Well, actually, as I am speaking to you, I am about 28 yards away from a press conference, and we're obviously getting some media coverage with that. I also want to say that we've got a number of spouses whose husbands are with the 172nd Striker that just whose deployment was just extended. They flew in on the red eye from Alaska, if you can imagine, all the way in from Alaska, and for both of them, they've never done anything like this. So there is, a huge human interest story, and hopefully more and more of the media are going to be picking up on this. But one thing I think that all of us can do is start asking the questions not only of our representatives, but of the media as well. Why is the war in Iraq on the back page of the first section of the paper now?
Ms. Bannerman, Stacey Bannerman, this Will Durst here. I was wondering, has any representative shown any support? Has anybody come up to you yet?
Well, it's certainly. Of course, for example, Congressman McDermott and McGovern are remarkable. Congressman Kucinich, in fact, he's the one who has committed to getting us a hearing on the human cost of war before the subcommittee that he sits on. And we have also met with some other congressmen, Jay Inslee and Baird from Washington State, a couple of gentlemen from Arizona who are now seriously, have at least verbally committed to seriously considering taking that next step and signing on to House Resolution 4232. I had a very interesting meeting with Senator Maria Cantwell here a few years ago, and it seems like she might be moving. There's information about all of this and reports from our different meetings available at the OperationHouseCall.org website as well. So, yeah, there are some rays of sunlight and certainly some hopeful moments here, but by and large, what this has shown is that we have got to, everybody in this nation, if most people in America don't support the war in Iraq, it's not enough to say you don't support it. You need to start doing something about it. You know, people say you're preaching to the choir, and I say the choir's not singing.
Stacey Bannerman, thank you for joining us here and keeping it real with Will and Willie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Good luck with this effort.
And Rose Aguilar will continuously track you.
All right. Great. Good to hear it.
Rose, nice to see you, too.
Thanks. You, too.
All right.
And thanks for bringing her on and giving this campaign media coverage. I just Googled it this morning, and with the exception of a few local papers, silence.
I wonder what the press conference that she was talking about was.
They're just trying to get some coverage. The Post, the New York Times, they're, you know, they don't want to beg, but come on, guys.
No.
This is a good story.
No, you have to beg.
Well, we'll see if we can get Paris Hilton to show.
Oh, God.
Coming up, we have Bob Summerbee at the bottom of the hour, but right now, in the studio with all the latest headlines, John Scott here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
All right, boss, thanks. It's 8:16. A couple of crashes now in the center divide that have pretty good backups on both sides of the freeway. 880 northbound is where the crash is. Alvarado Niles, 4 westbound after A Street, involving cars and motorcycles, and very heavy traffic in both those spots. Sunny and mild today, 50s, 60s at the coast, 70s around the bay, and the low 80s inland. And here's a look at this morning's headlines on 960 The Quake.
I served in the military about 6-7 years ago. I honestly don't think we're winning the war. myself.
Comment from a soldier on the street, and it happened right outside of the Capitol, where Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, is testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Asking about how he thinks Iraq is going, he says it's premature that the Iraqi president commented that Iraq would take control of all security by the end of this year. And they also repeated the company line, if we leave Iraq without finishing, we become more vulnerable. And he mentioned 9/11, which is what he always does. Phil Angelides brings his campaign to Oakland today. He'll be giving an 11 a.m. speech at the HQ of the California Nurses Association on the topic of campaign finance reform. Cupertino's Apple Computer teaming up with many of the major car makers to integrate the iPod into car audio systems. BMW, Mercedes already does it. Apple says the GM and Mazda will offer iPod integration in all their new models. Full Muni service available this morning, and we understand no delays or problems this hour. There was a train derailment yesterday in the Twin Peaks Tunnel that messed up the K, L, and M line. A lot of people ride those lines. There were a lot of bus bridges used and a long ride home, but that should be corrected today. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them, 866-960-KQKE, or email us from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over 1 million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com, bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
The view from the left for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Crazy.
And then you're out there without care. Yeah, I was out
That's Gnarls Barkley, which is Danger Mouse and somebody else, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, we're live at the Vitale Hotel, which is down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. We get a couple of guests, we get a regular in, and people are drinking coffee and opening their notebooks. There's free wireless down here. And I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And our producer, Paul, is pushing us to ask about Lebanon and Israel, trying to get involved in that discussion, which I find is just a morass. It's hard to find a good guy in this thing.
866-960-5753. You can join in that quest to find a good guy. Mm. If you believe there's a good guy, you ought to tell us about it. And others.
Yeah, who's the good guy here?
Well, I'm not sure that there's any good guy. The email yesterday that came in that described the triggering device that prompted the current dispute, in and of itself is in dispute. Was it the fact that a tunnel was dug in a certain space and the results were that some Israeli soldiers were grabbed and captured? Was it the fact that there was a firing of a missile from Lebanon by Hezbollah that caused the Israelis to react on that second front? Just which of the items actually prompted the current dispute? But more importantly, how do you stop it? How do you end it? Obviously, Condoleezza Rice didn't have the answer to that. And would be willing to take advice and counsel from anybody, apparently, on this subject matter. Obviously, Mr. Bush doesn't have the answer for that. And clearly, the Israeli military doesn't yet have the answer, because it appears as if the challenge is much greater than they had originally anticipated before they engaged in their activities. And as some experts are saying, they have reestablished the clear proof that simply bombing an enemy doesn't necessarily generate the kind of reaction that you hoped it would generate.
No, and our silence is too indicative. I mean, it's obviously premeditated. It's not just a lack of leadership. They're waiting for something. They're expecting something to happen. That's my thought. And, of course, they always say that the first casualty in a war is truth. I mean, you never know who to believe. Now, there's a Lebanese magazine called Lebanoscopy, and it's associated with Christian elements that support the anti-Syrian movement. And they report that Hezbollah masterminded a plot that would result in the killing of those innocents in Qana. What they do, according to this magazine, Lebanoscopy, Hezbollah was alarmed by this 7 points plan that the Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Siniora had, which called for the deployment of the Lebanese army, and so the Lebanon disarming of Hezbollah. So what they did, Hezbollah was freaked out by this, that the Lebanese Prime Minister was going to do something, try to disarm them. So Hezbollah gunmen placed a rocket launcher on the roof of that building in Qana and brought disabled children inside in a bid to provoke a response by the Israeli Air Force, which of course happened, and they picked Qana because Qana was a couple of years ago, I think it was in 2002, when it had been hit by an Israeli rocket, so it was already a force. It was a testament. It was a rallying cry. Qana was a rallying cry for Hezbollah, and this would be Qana too. So, I mean, now you have a Lebanese magazine claiming that Hezbollah, but these are Christians. Maybe they're getting in, you know, there is no, it's hard to find out what the truth is.
Keep in mind that the conspiracy theories that surround almost any incident of this nature doesn't differ dramatically from the conspiracy theories that surrounds all of the events involving 9/11. You know that there are some professors, tenured professors in some universities
right.
that are being challenged for continuation of their employment because they are bought into and are espousing and attempting to teach about these conspiracy theories. And so when you say this particular Lebanese magazine, you got to establish, in my opinion, or that resource, and you've got to let folk know the source so that people can listen to the rhetoric, they can listen to the comments, but I think they have to factor in the potential for this being totally and completely a fake.
Everybody's got an agenda.
That, no
yes,
question.
I totally understand that.
And if you wanted to justify the bombing of a facility that ended up in the loss of lives of children, etc., you certainly could come with the theory that the way to get that done is to simply place an instrument of war on that building, and that building immediately becomes a target for someone from 5, 10, 15,000 feet in the air with a guided laser bomb or bombs of sort. That becomes a great target for that individual, not knowing that below that particular instrument may very well be all of these children placed there.
Nobody would know. How would you know that?
Well,
yeah, it'd be impossible. No,
that's
we'll take
what,
it. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 866-960-5753.
That's why it's so important to have intelligence on the ground. The one thing that you desperately need in this extraordinary times of superior weaponry and great technology is still the human intelligence that provides the directions for you to be effective. Because otherwise, you just, you know, you're going blind, so to speak. Your weapons are capable of doing an enormous amount of damage with pinpoint accuracy. But what will be the target? How do you know it's strictly military? According to the Israelis, all of their targets are motivated on the selection side by those targets having some military significance, including the shielding of non-combatants by Hezbollah.
Human shields.
No question.
Which is what we blame Saddam Hussein for doing, for using human shields.
Isn't that what he's being prosecuted for in part? He's pleaded. No, he hasn't pleaded guilty, but he certainly made his closing statement, and now they're talking about whether or not they find him guilty. I think it's next, September, October. It's going to take him a while to digest all of the information that came in and proceed to deal with it.
I think he'll get sentenced a week before the election.
You think they'd want to carry out the sentence?
I think it'll be political, yeah.
You think they should carry it out a week before the election? I recalled that great headlines in Mr. Bush, "We got him." That was, "We got him."
And you know who else we got? We got Bob Summerby coming up in the next segment. Bob Summerby, then What Would Willie Do? And then Mort Saul will join us live here at the Hotel Vitale. Keeping it real, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we have news, all the new news, coming at you here on 960 The Quake.
8:30 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic first in the Crown 4 Traffic Center, brought to us by McDonald's. Here's what's happening. Oakland, southbound Nimitz at Fruitvale Ave, crash blocking the left lane, slow from 16th up to that crash. 680 southbound before El Cerro, Danville, up to five vehicles involved, and you would think they just tailgated each other and then crunched into each other, back up from Livorna through there. Metering lights on, not a big backup at the toll plaza, a little heavy across the span. Muni, after its disastrous day yesterday, looks good on time this hour. BART reporting no problems either. Want a high-quality way to start your day? McDonald's uses real grade-A eggs to make your favorite breakfast sandwiches, like the Egg McMuffin, Sausage McMuffin with Egg, and Bacon, Egg, and Cheese McGriddles. So go in today and get your morning moving with a breakfast sandwich only at McDonald's. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Go to our website, quakeradio.com. Sunny and mild today. Highs in the 50s and 60s at the coast, 70s around the bay, low 80s inland. The headlines this hour. The top U.S. military commander in the Middle East says sectarian violence in Iraq is as bad as he's ever seen and that Iraq is in danger of moving towards civil war. At a Capitol Hill hearing, General John Abizaid said that the top priority is to first secure the Iraqi capital. And Senator John McCain told him the repeated deployment of U.S. troops to fight insurgents seems like to him a disturbing game of whack-a-mole. Donald Rumsfeld brought his litany of rosy scenarios to the Armed Services Committee.
The equipment that the military has today is vastly better today than it was 5 years ago.
Rumsfeld went on to paraphrase, the war on terror is going well and we need to keep it up. While he was making those comments, a bomb strapped to a park motorcycle killed 12 people in Baghdad's one of the city's crowded outdoor markets. Shops caught fire and many victims had to be taken to hospitals in private cars because ambulances couldn't get through concrete and razor wire roadblocks. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Will and Willie would like to hear from you. Call them at 866-960-KQKE or email us anytime from the contact page at quakeradio.com. More news in 10 minutes. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now. Have you put off getting high-speed internet from America's number one internet service provider because you don't want to change your email address? Don't worry. Comcast now offers Easy Change. With Easy Change, you can copy all your personal data and contacts from your existing email account to your new Comcast email account. You can forward your mail to your new Comcast email, and it will even automatically notify everyone in your address book of your new email address. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.com.
If you've ever wanted to hit the open road and chase the fading sun, then the Muscular Dystrophy Family Foundation has got your ticket to ride. 1640 cc, 100 horsepower, chrome steel, and pure cool, from the coolest names in the chopper game. A one-of-a-kind with a street value over 75k. And this summer, someone's gonna win it. Why not you?
Why not you?
Log on to mdff.org to learn more. mdff.org. Live with no boundaries.
The Quake. On the air and online, from the Richmond to Hunters Point and all the neighborhoods of the Bay Area. Progressive talk for people just like us. 960 The Quake.
not just like us. We're all a little bit different, but thank you for being a friend of 960 The Quake by keeping us preset on your dial. We are keeping it real this morning at 8:36. It is Thursday, August 3rd. And quickly, before we go to Bob Somerby, let's talk to Dwayne in Mill Valley. He's got a solution.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think, you know, if we went back to some of our early history, the history of the 50s and 60s, and copied what we did in this country with Brown versus Board of Education and the Civil Rights Act, and say, all right, tie that to our foreign aid, and we give about $3 billion a year to Israel in the last 20, 25 years on average, and say 5 to 10% of that is going to be sequestered in future years to building integrated state-of-the-art schools and universities along the Israel-Palestine borders. Tell them these are going to be the best schools in the world. Palestine, which has no university, Israel has eight. You build the best universities along these lines, and you say Israeli kids and Palestinian kids go to school together, and when you do that often enough, you have the same thing that we have with our racial problems here. They're essentially disappearing because kids are growing up going to school together.
Whoa. Are racial problems here are essentially disappearing?
Well, they're a lot less today than they were in the 50s and 60s. Do you agree?
That's just because of miscegenation.
Well,
miscegenation.
Yeah. If you want to call it miscegenation, kids are going to school together.
Yeah. People are marrying interracially. I think that's got a lot more to do with it than people getting along.
I think
what everybody should do is just screw each other, and two generations will all be the same color. We'll all be Brazilian.
What would happen if they go to school together? They screw in a friendly way rather than not go to school together.
Thank you, Dwayne in Mill Valley. Not a bad suggestion. Bob Somerby, you are coming at us live.
Good morning, Will.
From the 202 area code.
Yep, close enough.
Yeah, actually, you're in Baltimore, I know.
Good morning, Bob.
What is
Good
that,
morning,
410?
Willie.
Are you 410?
I'm 410.
Yeah. And you know what's going on right now?
Very important.
Hillary Clinton is drilling Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, really?
So to speak.
Don't have it on.
I'd
like to see it. It'll be on C-SPAN.
We're going to have a couple of live clips from that later on.
I'll click on it.
What do you got going on?
You know the big deal in Washington this week. Let's face it, Will, the demise of the Freedom Fry. Freedom Fries are a thing of the past.
You mean they've all been eaten?
No, they have not all been eaten, really. They've changed the name back. Sanity has been restored at the congressional cafeteria. They're now back to calling them French fries. Apparently, the war on terror is over.
That simply means that the Congress people have gone home, Bob. That doesn't mean...
You know, I really think this is actually true. They've actually changed the name back. I really think it's worth memorializing this as an example of the cosmic stupidity with which the Republican Congress has approached issues. Can you imagine the sheer stupidity? We're attacked on 9/11, and the reaction is, let's change the name of the French fry.
Bob Somerby is the author of DailyHowler.com. He comes to us every D.C. Thursday from Baltimore, just outside the Beltway. He's kind of like the loop outside the belt.
Bob, there was a possibility that the theory was considered a good one by those who advocated it. They now know, as is the war in Iraq, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
Yeah. Can you imagine how stupid you had to feel ordering Freedom Fries in the cafeteria there? I mean, it's bad enough when you go to Wendy's and they make you ask for Biggie Fries.
But who actually says French fries anymore? Aren't they just fries?
Fries, yeah. But, yeah, I suppose. I guess you can just get by.
Yeah. I'll have some fries. And then they'll
pommes frites.
Yeah, pommes frites. Yeah.
I order medium at Wendy's because I refuse to say Biggie, so that's just not going to happen. I'm not going there. And they're all out of small, so you can't get that anymore. So anyway, I just think it's worth memorializing the cosmic dumbness of changing the name of the French fry in response to 9/11. There you have it. I mean, that just shows you how much they believe that their constituency are the dumbest people that ever drew breath.
Well, but they appear by way of the minimum wage fight to win.
Good.
To want to make them somewhat more secure when they get a few more dollars so they can pass them on.
Well, Well, this is a really fascinating, and it kind of ties in, this current thing now where that we have a bill which has married the rolling back the estate tax with a rise in the minimum wage. What's amazing about this, now it's just, I've just seen this posted this morning, the CBO estimate. This change in the estate tax, the rollback in the estate tax, would only affect 94 businesses in the country every year. I mean, isn't that incredible? That this whole political movement is built around such a tiny number of wealthy people serving the interests of such a tiny number of people. It's incredible the way that a very small slice of the population can hijack our congressional politics. It's fascinating.
What is the prediction on the minimum wage bill that also will cut the minimum wage in seven states in America, including California, for tipped employees? Because tipped employees here in California are part of the minimum wage. They get $6.75 an hour, and this will federally mandate that their wage goes down to $2.35 an hour, and then you factor in the tips, plus the estate tax, plus it's Republicans putting out a minimum wage. But what are the chances of it passing?
Well, I think it's very unclear right now, because it's kind of, the politics is kind of flipped here, because a lot of the Democratic constituencies don't want it to pass for perfectly reasonable reasons. Some people have said, well, why don't we just pass the thing and we'll raise the minimum wage and we'll eliminate the estate tax, basically, and then next year our new Democratic Congress will just restore the estate tax. But I'm afraid the sitting president would veto that. So I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen with this bill now. And you've introduced complexities that I'm completely unaware of.
Yeah, and this is the last stealth session before everybody comes on the microscope after Labor Day, because they're gone till Labor Day. And then everybody, I think, starts paying attention to politics in an election year between September 4th and November 7th. Those 8 weeks get people's attention.
Well, very exciting politics next Tuesday in Connecticut and the Lieberman race. And, I guess you've seen the new poll out today where Ned Lamont is now supposedly ahead by 13. So that's a pretty fascinating change in the numbers there.
That may change quickly, though, because Lieberman is now accusing Lamont of being wealthy.
Yeah.
Being wealthy in Connecticut, I love that.
Yeah. He does come from a very wealthy family, but I'm not quite sure I don't know. Of course, a 13-point lead in a presidential race, that's a pretty substantial lead. In a state primary in August where it's so unclear who's going to turn out, I mean, it's less clear what those numbers mean. But the thing that really struck me yesterday was another Democratic senator, Senator Carper of Delaware, saying that he will support Lieberman even if he loses next Tuesday, that he will support him as an independent in the general election. Boy, I just think that's going to create horrible politics for Democrats if that goes on. There's a number of other senators who have said the same thing, and boy, that just seems weird to me.
And at that stage, Mr. Lieberman might want to do the party a favor. If he's not the nominee, I think he should consider becoming a talk show host.
I can't imagine he would go ahead with that, especially if he loses badly, but if he goes ahead with that and there are a number of senators supporting him, that just seems to me to really hurt Democratic unity.
Well, so, I suspect that Karl Rove would love it. He would love the idea of having so many senators at each other's throats on behalf of Lieberman or against Lieberman, while the Republicans in the rest of the nation are pretty solid and secure.
Yeah, does that seem weird to you, Willie, as a politician?
Absolutely.
Does that seem odd to you that that incumbent senators would go against the party nominee?
Let me tell you, in my world of when I served as Speaker, it would be an automatic death sentence for either one of them that did that. Period. It's just outrageous to even consider doing it.
Literally a death sentence?
No, not literally.
I wasn't planning on bringing up capital punishment.
Bob Summerby is the author.
Known. I couldn't get away with that one.
DailyHowler.com. Go there and find out who watches The Watchmen. He does. He joins us every Thursday here on
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you later.
All right. And now John Scott is in the newsroom with all the latest headlines here, 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. It's 8:46. Not too bad traffic in not very many places at the moment. It's slow in your usual neighborhood. There is a crash at 880 southbound after Fruitvale. I think it's blocking the left lane. Might have been pushed off already. Pretty slow from Grand back there. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Heavy across the upper deck, but no major problems reported at the moment. Sunny and mild today is our forecast. It's 50s and 60s coast, 70s around the bay, low 80s inland. Here are this morning's headlines. To our friends at the coast, congratulations. Your nightmare is just about over. There's going to be an 11 a.m. ribbon cutting this morning at Devil's Slide. Caltrans did what all believe is a pretty fine job. They got it fixed 2 months ahead of schedule. No big cost overruns. They'll cut the ribbon at 11. The road officially opens tomorrow morning. A 4.4 earthquake shook the Bay Area last night. USGS made the call after 8 o'clock, about 3 miles west of Glen Ellen. No serious damage, but it was felt all the way from Sonoma County to San Jose. Phil Angelides will be at Oakland today, giving an 11 a.m. speech at the headquarters of the California Nurses Association. Topic, campaign finance reform. It was so hot in the Central Valley. How hot was it? It was so hot that tomatoes were actually cooking on the vine. Governor Schwarzenegger is asking the federal government to help the state recover and these farmers. Visited Fresno yesterday. Schwarzenegger said he's seeking federal loans for folks who have lost more than $1 billion collectively in crops and livestock. In just a couple of minutes after What Would Willie Do, we'll bring you a moment of Senator Hillary Clinton addressing Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at a meeting of the Senate Armed Services Committee. She had some pretty good takes, and we'd like you to hear what he said as well. Will and Willie's number, always 866-960-KQKE, or email us from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you do. Deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Are you tired of the same old satellite DSL and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speeds of up to 4 times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to
Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
Hi, I'm District Attorney Kamala Harris, and in 1960, California leaders pledged that every qualified student would have a chance to seek a college education. But because of population increases, over 1 million students could be denied that chance. Learn how you can help. Join the campaign for college opportunity at 1-800-459-9586 or collegecampaign.org. Let's work together to ensure college opportunity for all students who seek it.
San Francisco.
We got What Would Willie Do coming up in this segment, but right now let's go back to John Scott, and here's a couple of clips of Hillary Clinton drilling Donald Rumsfeld. John, are you there?
Yeah, okay, well, this happened about, I guess it was about 25 minutes ago, but we captured it and wanted to share it with you. We did do a little editing on it, but to be fair to both Ms. Clinton and Mr. Rumsfeld, we left the context intact. There'll be a brief address by Mrs. Clinton, and then the defense secretary will respond. Here it is.
Senator Clinton. Thank you very much, Senator McCain. Mr. Secretary, we're glad you're here. In your opening statement, you referenced the common sense of Americans. Well, I think it's fair to say that that collective common sense overwhelmingly does not either understand or approve of the way you and the administration are handling Iraq and Afghanistan. Under your leadership, there have been numerous errors in judgment that have led us to where we are in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have a full-fledged insurgency and full-blown sectarian conflict in Iraq. Now, whether you label it a civil war or not, it certainly has created a situation of extreme violence and the continuing loss of life among our troops and of the Iraqis. You did not go into Iraq with enough troops to establish law and order. You disbanded the entire Iraqi army. Now we're trying to recreate it. You did not do enough planning for what is called Phase 4 and rejected all the planning that had been done previously to maintain stability after the regime was overthrown. You underestimated the nature and strength of the insurgency, the sectarian violence, and the spread of Iranian influence. Last year, Congress passed the United States Policy in Iraq Act, which I strongly supported. This law declares 2006 to be a year of significant transition to full Iraqi sovereignty, with Iraqi security forces taking the lead for the security of a free and sovereign Iraq, thereby creating the conditions for the phased redeployment of U.S. forces from Iraq. However, we appear to be moving in the opposite direction, with the number of U.S. troops in Iraq scheduled to increase, not decrease. That's the only way I think you can fairly consider the decision with respect to the 172nd Stryker Brigade. So, Mr. Secretary, as we return to our states for the August recess, our constituents have a lot of questions and concerns about the current state of affairs in both Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't need to remind any of us that we continue to lose our young men and women, 120 from New York alone. Besides the U.S. losses, violence does seem to be increasing. From January to June of this year, there were 14,338 Iraqi civilian casualties, at least as far as anyone can count. In May and June alone, more than 5,000 deaths and 5,700 injuries. In a July 22nd article in the New York Times, General Abizaid was quoted as saying, 2 months after the new Iraqi government took office, the security gains that we had hoped for had not been achieved. So, Mr. Secretary, when our constituents ask for evidence that your policy in Iraq and Afghanistan will be successful, you don't leave us with much to talk about. Yes, we hear a lot of happy talk and rosy scenarios, but because of the administration's strategic blunders and, frankly, the record of incompetence in executing, you are presiding over a failed policy. Given your track record, Secretary Rumsfeld, why should we believe your assurances now?
My goodness. First, I've tried to make notes and to follow the prepared statement you've presented. First of all, it's true. There is sectarian conflict in Iraq, and there is a loss of life, and it's an unfortunate and tragic thing that that's taking place. And it is true that there are people who are attempting to prevent that government from being successful. And they are the people who are blowing up buildings and killing innocent men, women, and children, and taking off the heads of people on television. And the idea of their prevailing is unacceptable. Second, you said the number of troops were wrong. I guess history will make a judgment on that. The number of troops that went in and the number of troops that were there every month since and the number of troops that are there today reflected the best judgment of the military commanders on the ground, their superiors, General Pace, General Abizaid, the civilian leadership of the Department of Defense, and the President of the United States. I think it's not correct to assume that they were wrong numbers. I don't think the evidence suggests that, and it will be interesting to see what history decides. The balance between having too many and contributing to an insurgency by the feeling of occupation and the risk of having too few and having the security situation not be sufficient for the political progress to go forward is a complicated set of decisions, and I don't know that there's any guidebook that tells you how to do it. There's no rule book. There's no history for this, and the judgments that have been made by exceedingly well-trained people, the gentleman sitting next to me, the people on the ground in Iraq. They were studied and examined and analyzed by the civilian leadership and by the president, and they were confirmed. And so I think your assertion is at least debatable.
There's Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in an exchange with Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. We'll have React, What Would Willie Do, and more when we return with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of the same old satellite, DSL, and phone services and are looking for the latest and greatest technology but for an affordable, great price? Now introducing the Comcast Triple Play. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll receive video service with on-demand, true high-speed internet, and digital voice service, all for only $99 a month. With Comcast Triple Play, you'll get Comcast Digital Cable with hundreds of the most popular cable channels with on-demand, parental controls, digital music channels, and much more. You'll experience Comcast high-speed internet download speed of up to four times faster than DSL. With Comcast Digital Voice Service, you can keep your same phone number, use your same phone, and make local and domestic long-distance phone calls with free voicemail. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com. And if you're looking for a new, fulfilling career challenge, you are in the right place. Comcast is currently filling 500 new positions. Go to careers.comcast.com for more information about a variety of job openings from Santa Rosa down to Salinas. That's careers.comcast.com.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The top U.S. military commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, tells a Senate committee he is not encouraged by what's going on in Iraq.
The sectarian violence is probably as bad as I've seen it in Baghdad in particular, and that if not stopped, it is possible that Iraq could move towards civil war.
But appearing at the same hearing with Abizaid, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warns Americans against taking terrorist propaganda to heart.
They're waging a psychological war of attrition, planning attacks.